Here's the tapes from the original show. They're kind of banged up, but let's put this one on.
Yes, sir! I am the king of rock and roll. I am the king of rock and roll.
My name's Andrew Marks. My father was Howard Marks, one of the producers of the show, along with Bill O'Coin, the other producer. I think I was about 6 years old when the show aired originally.
Today, Flipside is at Columbia Recording Studios in New York City to look in on a veteran recording industry executive, an up-and-coming young singer-songwriter, and a major rock group Alice Cooper called the weirdest group he'd ever seen.
Hi, I'm Roseanne Shelnut. I was the assistant to the producer on Flipside. Flipside aired first time in 1974. It was a half-hour syndicated show, and it ran on different stations in different markets all over the country. And it was shot in recording studios where most of the music was made originally.
What this particular show is all about is the discovery of new talent and the emergence of new talent. What I look for when I sign an artist is originality, distinctiveness. I think that Bill Quaitman has all those qualities, and I'm very proud to introduce you to him today. Bill Quaitman.
You didn't see a lot of these performers in other places because when you think about it, they'd rather be on Flipside than on a segment on Merv Griffin and then have to talk to him.
The key thing of this group is their personality, is their humor, the songs that they sing, and the manner in which they do it. That is a very nice part of Dr. Huck.
Tell him about the sheep.
Tell him about the Huck.
Well, we be rock singers, we got coats and singers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
There is a sense of rawness to it, especially in the Dr. Hook episode, because the intent was to let the band be who they were, not paint this pretty little rock and roll picture.
If I had to compare it to any show today, I would compare Flipside only in feeling to MTV Unplugged, because most artists on MTV are presented in a video. I think it's soulless.
Flipside removes the prepackaged performance aspect of music without glitz and fanfare and an admission price and a merchandising booth and fans screaming in your ears and, none of the stuff that we associate with music today.
All is fair in love.
The Stevie Wonder episode blew my mind when I saw it the first time, and the performance just soared.
Two people vow to stay.
The innocence and the lack of self-consciousness on the part of Stevie Wonder in his show is something that was absolutely lost. As far as what happened to the original Flipside tapes, they essentially went into cold storage. When my father passed away, my sister and I had the unlucky task of obviously going through much of his things. Finding the tapes was a great moment. It sort of made everything kind of come together after watching my father's career sort of soar to the heights that it did. I think Flipside is a perfect reflection of the kind of work he did in the industry, because he himself was very behind the scenes.
On the flip side. On the flip side. Pull back your pride. Check yourself out on the flip side. Hey, hey. On the flip side.